We are on Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah in the towards the middle of the page. So the Mishnah talks about the following case: Machlokas, what happens if she makes a claim right back? He claims that she's not a basula, and she makes a claim back. So I know it's a isha v'lo matzala basula. Man marries a woman, and it sounds like surprisingly. He finds that she does not have basula. He didn't expect that. He omeres misha erastani nanasti nistavcha sadehu. So she says back to him, "I wasn't. It's true. It is true. I no longer have basula, but I'll tell you why. It was after we already had erusin. We had erusin, and then I was nanas. Someone chalil raped her." And what happened? So therefore, she says, "V'nistab chasadehu." So "nistab chasadehu" means basically like your field was ruined, but like it's not my problem. Like it's not like a bad mazel for you, because basically it wasn't her fault. It was something that was done against her will. So she's not responsible for that. And the fact that now his quote field is ruined is like too bad, so sad. Like whatever. That, like it's not my fault, and it just shouldn't affect her ksuba. So v'hu omer, and he says lo ki ella ad shelo erastich, right? V'haya mekhi mekach tos. He says no, it's not true. It didn't happen after the erusin. It happened before the erusin. And if it happened before the erusin, that means that she was dishonest and she didn't disclose this ahead of time, and therefore he didn't owe her that amount. He didn't owe or the whole thing was a mekach tos. They got married under false pretenses. Okay. So the question, and presumably he's going to say, "I don't want to pay the ksuba at all." So Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omerim Nemenes. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say, "We believe her. She's believed to say that happened to her." Look at Rashi Nemenes on the top on the left side, four lines down, the last of the white lines. Nemenes, why she believed? Because Lachadai that the Gemara assumes at this stage. So why is that mishum de bari v'shema bari adif? It's another shas topic, right? Sugya of the question is when someone makes a claim and their claim is I know for sure about something. The other person says I don't know for sure you're wrong, but there's definitely a suffix whether you're right or wrong. So we assume, but when the one person has the tainus bari, they say I am sure that this happened, and the other person says, well, I'm not sure, but it could be that you're wrong. So we generally have a rule bari v'shema bari adif. The tainus bari is stronger. So we'll see if that holds or not. But fine. So Mulia Rabbi Yehuda say, we believe her in that case. She makes that tanya, this is what happened to me, we trust her. If Yeshua Omer, Yeshua says, no. Lo mipia anu chayin. Ela harei zubecheskas bu'ula, ad shelo tis'ares, vahitaso, ad shetavi raya lindvareha. Right, Yeshua says, not so fast. What do you mean? It's very strong language. Lo mipia anu chayin. We don't live from her mouth. But the point being, like, oh, who's that? What's just because she says, I'm sure that it happened. You're sure that it happened. The bottom line is now she's a beula. So she's a beula. So she's sort of, and it's an interesting language. Like she's becheskas beula ad shelo tidares. Right? We will assume since she's a beula now. And look at Rashi says, harizu becheskas, harizu becheskas shenivala ad shelo tidares v'hitaso. Right? The chazaka is that since now, what do we have in front of us? We have a ba'ula, a woman who's not a basula. So the chazak is that that's how you've been for a long time. Right? How do we? You're claiming that this was a change in status for you very recently, after the erusin. I don't know if you're a ba'ula now. We should assume that you're a ba'ula much for all this time before, and you lied to him, you tricked him, and therefore we don't believe her unless. She could bring some type of proof, right? If she has some type of proof that this is what happened to her, and it happened during a specific time, so that's something else. But otherwise, Rabbi Shua says no. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Loza says we believe her. She makes the tiniest bari. She says that she's clear that this is what happened. And Rabbi Shua says no. We have a right now. She is where she is, and we assume that she has been that way, for as long as we can remember, unless she has some type of proof that she's not that way. Okay. So says the Gemara. Itmar, mane li biyadcha v'hala omer en yodea. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring another case of what we would call bari v'shema bari adif. So he says, mane li biyadcha. Right, so a guy says to somebody else, he says, you owe me 100 zuz. Right? And Vahali Omer, and the other one says, Ein yodeh, I'm not sure if I do. Right? Again, you have a Tainus Bari and a Tainus Shema. If Yehuda, Rav Yehuda, if Rav Huna Amrei, Chayiv. If Huna, Rav Huna say, you have to pay. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan Amrei, Pater, Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan say, you do not have to pay. Okay, so what's going on? Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, Amrei, Chayiv, Bari, Veshema, Bari, Yadiv. Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda say, you have to pay. Why? Because again, one guy says, you owe me $100. Another guy says, I'm not sure if I do. So once his response back is so wobbly, right? So we assume that the Tanis Bari wins. Just look at Rashi for 1 second. I wanted just to get a little more understanding of what's going on in this case. Rashi says, Chayiv, right? Chayiv is Chayiv L'Shalom, he's got to pay. What about Pater? Pater means Shalom, he doesn't have to pay. However, if you want to say he's Pater, he doesn't have to pay, the guy doesn't have to pay back. Right, even the guy who says, even those who paskin, right, that the person who's being accused of owing the money and says, I don't know, and we listen to him, right, that's only true if combined with his Tanya Shema, he also takes a Shavua. That is really true, he really doesn't remember. Right? He has to do both at the same time. So we want to, you know, if you're going to say you don't know, so we make him take a shua to combine with that tainus shema of you know any other. Okay. Again, he's not taking a shua that he doesn't know the money. He's taking a shua that is really his opinion that he doesn't know. Right. It's different. Right. Fine. Okay. Right, so we said Rav Huna, Rav Huda, Amrei Chayev, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif. Right, so what's the svara? So Rav Huna, Rav Huda, who say he does have to pay, that's because when you have Bari and Shema, Bari Adif. Rav Nachan, Rav Yochanan, who say Amrei Pater, why? For a different, you know, important svara, which is different concept, which is Uki Mamona Becheskes Mare. Right, we have a rule in general, right, that when money belongs to somebody and it's in somebody's hands, we leave the money where it is, right? It's like a shave al tasa adif, right? It's always better to do nothing than to, right? Or you have a concept in general, you know, hamotzi mechaver la haraya. We've seen that before, right? If you want to take money out of someone's hands, well, you got to prove it, right? We assume things are where they are unless you can prove otherwise. So therefore, even though your taina is a bari and my taina is a shema, right? Yeah, but I'm the one holding the money. Right, so if you want to remove that money from me, you have to have a stronger proof, not just, I really promise, it's, you know, I'm really sure that you owe it to me, that's nice that you're sure, but give me some type of proof, edim, etc., rather than simply saying, to be able to remove that chazaka, which also kind of speaks to how strongly Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna hold that Tanis Bari is, right, that Tanis Bari is able to be motzi mechavero, right, without and to uproot the chazaka, which actually shows it's really. If anything, I would say it shows the strength of the Tanis Bari, and more than anything else.
Possession is 9/10 of the
law. What? Right. Lamaisa, it's in my hands. Right. You want to prove it? So you want my money? Then prove it. Right. Exactly. Okay. Fine. So now it's fine. So that's great. Right. That's all fine and good. But what does that have to do with where we are? So Amalei Abayalei Rav Yosef. So Rabbi says to Rav Yosef, "Ha de Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda, de Shmuhi." Right, this opinion of Rav Huna and Rav Huna, by the way, were the ones who held Chayev. Right, said that he's got to pay in that case because there's a Tainus Bari. Right, this seems to be like Shmuel. Why this none? Because we learned in the Mishnah, or we will learn in the Mishnah on Dafir Gimel. Ha'isim Uberes. Let's say a woman is pregnant. Ve'amrulan. They say to her, "Mativa shel Uberze." Where does this baby come from? Right, that you're pregnant. And she says, "Meish ploni v'kohenhu." She says, "It comes from this guy, and he's a kohen." Rashi points out, "V'kohenhu klomar miyuchasu." Right, I know exactly who he is. Right, and I know and I know the yichas of the father exactly. So she says, "It's this guy, and he's a kohen." Okay. So what's the halacha in such a case? Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer, Omrim Nemenis. Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer say, "We believe her that it's from this guy." Rabbi Yehuda, Amr Shmuel. Halacha, Rav Gamliel. Remember, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says that we paskin like Rav Gamliel, that she's ne'emenes. So Shmuel, right? The point is that Shmuel holds like Rav Gamliel that she's ne'emenes in such a case when she makes such a taina. Ve'amrei la Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda le Rav Yehuda, and Shmuel Yehuda says to Rav Yehuda, said to Rav Yehuda, Shinina, you know, Shinina always means like, you know, Mr. Sharp guy, but sort of like, you know, sarcastic. Amris la mishmei de Shmuel, halacha karam gomiel, after Yishona. Meaning, he says, he goes, we already learned from Shmuel. Shmuel already told us directly, right, that the halacha is like Rav Gomiel, after Yishona. Even in the first case. Well, what's after Rishona? What is that referring to? Right? What is the Rishona that we're talking about? So Gemara says, my after Rishona, af agav de'ika le'meimar, uki mamon becheskes mari. Right? Amir Rabbi Gamliel, bari adif. Right? So that, remember Gamliel was the, you know, Shmuel already said that we hold Rabbi Gamliel, that even though I should say, again, in our first case, in our initial case we're talking about here, before the case of the woman who's pregnant, right, that even though I could say, right, you want to take the money out of his hands, you got to bring me a better proof. Nevertheless, we say that, and this way of saying it, the money should stay where with the person who's holding on to it. Rabbi Gamliel says, nevertheless, bari adif, bari stronger, bari is enough to destroy that chazaka. It knocks it out. So you see this idea, right, that, the Hadar of Huda of Rav Yehuda, right, is like Shmuel. And but the point that's being made here is that I don't need this proof from the pregnant woman who makes the taina that she's pregnant from this guy, right? We have Shmuel saying it directly that the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. So I don't you want to like find me an end around to prove, see, really this idea of Rav Huda of Rav Yehuda is like Shmuel, right? I can tell you directly. We already see that, you know, Rav Gamliel says we pass on like Shmuel in the first case. First case being this case I should have said that. Nevertheless, bari v'shema bari adif. Fine. So, and look at Rashi just for a second. Rashi is af b'rishona, right? Gabay tvias ksuba, right? In the original, you know, we should go even further back. Af b'rishona, and Rashi makes this clear, that it's not just the case of the guy who claims, you owe me $100, and he has his tannis bari, and then we pass on like that. But even in our case, right, after Rishona, meaning our case is the ksuba case, right? And the Rashi explains more, uki ksuba aches kasa, aches kas habal, right? That the ksuba should stay really in the hands of the baal. The baal's the one, the husband's the one who has the money still, right? So you should have said he holds the money, right? Hachanami gabe manel libi yadcha, ikalame mar nami uki bamor becheskes mari upater. Right, in both cases, you would have said in the case of the husband and in the case of this guy who owes $100, the bottom line is that you would have said the money should stay where it is. Nevertheless, when he makes the tainus bari, the tainus bari wins, and presumably, same thing with this woman who makes this taina of tainus bari, so she should win out also. Fine. So, okay, fine. So now it's something like this. So, lema, right, 1, 2, 3. 7 lines in the bottom, to the end of the line. Lema of Yehuda of Rav Huna, the Amrei Karev and Gamliel. So let's take this all the way, right? So sounds like Rav Yehuda and Rav Huna, right, who were the ones who had said in our Mishnah, right? Rav Huda and Rav Huna were the ones who said in the case of Manali Biyadcha, right? In the case, first case of Gemara brought, they're the ones who said, Bari Vashema Bari Adif, basically. Right? Said that he's chai. The guy says, Manli Biyadcha, and I'm sure about it. And the other guy says, I'm not sure. We say he's chayiv to pay. Right? So I should say that Rav not Lei Rav Huda Rav Huna, the Amrei Karev Gamliel, right? The Rav Gamliel, right? Who says that she's Ne'emenes in her case, right? That the woman who argues that she is a, you know, that's not her fault, is that she was Nenas after the Erisin, and she's stuck in Berksuva. Rav Nachman, Rav Yochanan, the Amrei Karev Shua. I mean, let's take this comparison all the way. And there are Nachan and Rabbi Yochanan who argue that, right, Bari Veshema, we don't necessarily say Bari Adav because we say Uki Mamon Becheskes Mare. So they're saying the same thing when it comes to the Ksuba case, right? That they'll say the husband is the one who's the Chazak, who's the Muchzak. He's holding on to his money. And she says, you know, and he says, you're a Ba'ula now. It's also another Chazakah, right? So we see in front of her, she's a Ba'ula. And he's holding on to the money. So they would say, why does the Why does the husband not have to pay her the ksuba? And he can taina, this is a mechachtos, for the same reason, ukiba mona becheskes mare. Right? And the other side, he wants to say that no, she says, for sure, I was nenas after the erusin, she's making a tainus bari. And that's why she can claim the money from her husband. Is that clear? But the comparison they're trying to make, we're basically bringing the whole thing together, that we're taking our Mishnah and our case of this machlokas, this claim that the woman makes against her husband, and the machlokas there in the Mishnah is really just the machlokas, whether we say bari v'shema bari adif, or do we say uki mamoni v'cheskes mari. Yeah? Yeah? Okay. So that's what Gemara wants to say. Okay, so let's see. Is it going to hold or not? So Amalecha, Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman, right? Again, who had said that uki mamoni v'cheskes mari, in general. So he's going to say, "Ana da amri, I feel like Rabbi Gamliel." He says, not so fast. He says, "I could actually say that I agree with Rabbi Gamliel that even though I agree generally, uki mamoni becheskes mare, right? The fact that you have a tanis bari does not remove the money from the muchzak, the guy who's holding the money. Nevertheless, I can tell you that I believe that this woman is nemenas to say that she was nenas after the erison. Why is that? Ana kanon kam Rabbi Gamliel. What was Gamliel talking about? Hasam." Right, what's different in that case? What's different in that case is she has a migu. What is a migu? Another important Shas concept. Right? What is a migu? A migu is always like this. I don't think we've talked about migu. Have we talked about migu? I don't think so, right? I don't think ever, right? Certainly not in this machlok, not in this mesechta. I don't remember talking about migu almost ever in Yavamah. I'm sure it came up at some point, but almost ever. Right, migu is the following. A person, I think maybe we talked about it once, like many, maybe years ago. Amigo is like this. A person makes a taina, and he makes an argument, and they could have made, if they wanted to like lie and make a really a stronger argument, there's a lie available to them. And they choose, instead of using the best argument, which would, again, they would have to lie to say it, but it would be the best argument, instead of making the best argument, they make like the second best argument. Right, so we say to them, "Well, migu literally just means since. Right, since if he wanted to lie, he should have said something even better. The fact that he uses the second rate lie must be it's not a lie, but rather it's telling the truth. Right. So what's the migu in this case? What is her migu? I mean, so we're saying that she has in her you know back pocket right now. So she is good. She's in good shape. Why? Because when he says, "You're a bula." Right? You're not a basula. What could she say? So Rashi points out, what's the migu? Look at Rashi. El di'ika migu. Says Rashi, kagon, misha erastani nenasti. Right? That taina is a good taina. Ugugon, hi omeris mukas eitz ani. Right? What could she have said? Right? She could have said that. Right? That I'm mukas eitz. She could have said, I got in an accident and, you know, I fell down and I got injured. Right? Why? Damrinan migu di'i bai tainas. Taina me'alias, because if she wanted, she could have made a better taina, better argument, which is this. Mehach, kagon gabi misha eras tani nenasti, have a taina mukas eitz ani. Better than saying I was nenas, she could have said I'm a mukas eitz. And that's taina me'alias, is even better. Why? Delo pasla nafshe mikahuna. Right, when a woman says she's a mukas eitz, if she's a mukas eitz, taka, she's able to marry a kohen still. Right? So it's better to be a mukas eitz than to be in a scenario of a nensa. So, if she really wanted to make a to lie all the way, she should have said no. I'm a mukas eitz, right? And nevertheless, v'ka'amra nenasti misha erastani. Instead, she says that I was raped. V'kamivsala nafsha the eishes yisrael shenensa asura lekohen. And by making that statement, she's actually passing herself to every kohen in the world, which is a very big deal. Shema mina kushta ka'amra. So, what do you see? You see, she's telling the truth. Right, v'gabe hi omeres mukas eitz ani ibay amra mukas eitz ani tachteich v'isla masan v'ka amra mukas eitz ani kodem lachein v'ein li elamana. Right, but if she would have said I'm in a mukas eitz, then maybe we talk, I wouldn't believe her. Right, so basically what Rav Nachman is saying, it's the comparison is not a perfect comparison. Right, meaning he'd say, you know what the truth is? Usually, maybe you're right. I hold uki mamona becheskas mare. Right, and if she makes a tainus bari and he has a tainus shema, so bari really is adif. The bari isn't adif, and I would say leave the money where it is. However, in this case, it's not just a regular tainus bari, because it's more than that. She's a tainus bari, and that taina includes with it amigo. And since she has the tainus bari and amigo, That's why I'm gonna believe her in this case, and that's why it's, you know, not, don't make this comparison. Oh, this whole machlokas is just a machlokas, right? The Gemara always wants to, if possible, line things up. It's easier, right? Oh, this machlokas is really just like that machlokas. The problem is that in this case it's not true. So the basically the response back is no. Since in this case there's a migu, that's why I'm not going to, you know. In our case, our original case of this woman, she has that migu. She could have made a better tana, and she didn't, and that's why she's more believable. And that's why I say, and that's why in that case, I would even agree, says Rav Huna, I would actually agree with Rav Gamliel that we trust her. Avahacha, my miguika. But here, the guy says, I know you owe me $100. There's no, he's not making any. There's no other statement he could have made, right? So since he has no migu, when he says, Bari Bashema, Bari Adif. So, I say no. Uki Mamun Bechas says Mare. I don't trust him any more than anybody else. More than the guy who says, you know, Shema. Because, you know, so the Bari doesn't win in that case. Fine. So that's one possibility. Inami, I'll give you another explanation. Yeah, another answer to why this comparison doesn't work. Inami, Akan lo kam revingom liyal hasam eladam rinan ukmi achazaka. Right? Maybe I'd say in that case, right? Maybe I wouldn't hold like Rabbi Gamliel in, you know, sorry, I can low come Rabbi Gamliel El Hasim El Dam, you know, Ukma Chazaka. Aba Hacha my Chazaka is like, right, what's the Chazaka? What are we talking about in this case? Look at Rashi. Rashi says Ukma Chazaka, right? You see the Rashi there? Rashi says Mispekalan Ashas Erisin. Right? We don't know when it comes to the Shas Erisin. Ibasula Havai Vinishtavid Lala Masayim. Ibuula Havai, right? Hamid Isha Cheskasa Ubisula Nolda, right? Meaning there is a chazaka there for the woman also, right? Which is that all women are born basulos, right? So we don't know if she really was, at the moment of Erisin, she was a basula or she was a bula. We don't know, right? V'hach hashta hu the itnisa ach Erisin, right? We don't know in that case, you know, where she stands. Right, but when it comes in the other case, Rashi says, "My chazaka is lahai toveya." Right, this guy who's arguing he wants the money, the nukme acheske legabos. Right, he doesn't have a chazaka. The guy who's claiming the money, he has no chazaka. She has a chazaka that she was born a bezula. The guy who's claiming the money has no chazaka. Right, we flip the chazaka the opposite direction. Usually, the chazaka is the one who's holding the money. Right, but here we're saying, him we don't know. Right, hilkach zil basar chazaka demamona. So therefore, go by the chazaka of the money. But in the case of the woman, it's not that simple to say, what do you mean? He's holding the money. Yeah, but she also has a chazaka, which is that she was always a basula. And that's why it's not as simple to say, again, you know, Bari Veshema, Uki Mamon Becheses Mar, yeah, but she has a chazaka also, which is that she is a basula. And that's why, again, Rav Huna says, not so fast that I would necessarily line up so easily against Rav Gamliel. Maybe in this case, maybe in the case of the woman here, I would actually hold like Rav Gamliel. And says the Gemara, Hachanam Mistavra, it actually makes a lot of sense. Why the Kamishaninan, the Rav Nachman, who the Amr Rav Gamliel? It actually makes a lot of sense to say that Rav Nachman and Rav Gamliel are on the same team here, right? We wanted to set it up as they're fighting, but the truth is, it's actually better for us to say that they're on the same team. Why the Imkain Kashi Hilchasa Hilchasa? Because otherwise, we're going to have a stira in Psak. Why is that? The Kai Malan, because in general, we paskin Hilchasa Rav Nachman Bedini. Usually, when we have a monetary dispute. So, sorry, monetary dispute between a machlokas in of opinions when it comes to cases, you know, to monetary cases. So what the halacha is, if Nachman takes a side, we usually pass in like Rav Nachman. Ubaha, I'm Rav Yehuda, I'm Rav Shmuel, halacha Rav Gamliel. Right, in this case, Rav Yehuda and Rav Shmuel said that we pass in like Rav Gamliel. Well, if the rule always is that we pass in like Rav Nachman, and the rule is also that we, in this case, pass in like Rav Gamliel, and they're fighting with each other, we're going to have a problem. That's going to mess us up. So rather, elash lav shmamina, kidimishanina shmamina. So rather, what should we do? Let's do exactly what we just said, right? Which is, don't, it's very nice to say this whole machlokas between Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lazar, and Rabbi Shua, and Rabbi Shua is all about, you know, Bari Veshema, Bari Adif, but that's going to mess things up for a bunch of reasons, and therefore we're not going to say that. This case is a little bit unique, has different exceptions, and that's why they're not going to line up. And there are other factors at play, and that makes us happy, not just in terms of, you know, the svaros, but also makes us feel better in terms of the bottom line. Zach. Okay, so we'll pick up next week at Daf Yomi.